Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. I was, I guess, a little slow getting a look at the controversial new documentary from Michael Moore's shop, Planet of the Humans. 8 million people beat me to it. I was anxious to see it, not only because everything put out under his name has been interesting and valuable, but mainly because of the hysterical meltdown it caused among promoters of renewable energy, environmentalists, who called the film wrong and misguided and divisive and harmful to the movement. I'm talking about liberal environmentalists and their revered organizations, called Michael Moore an eco-fascist. May I please ask, WTF is that? And the new flack for the oil and gas industry. They even got the film pulled from YouTube for 11 days over an accusation that the film used 4 seconds of someone else's footage without permission, something that is explicitly allowed under copyright law. It's called fair use. So, hey, has Michael Moore gone off the reservation? Has he sold out? Has success spoiled him, as it has so many others, to the extent that he's now phoning it in and getting sloppy? Spoiler alert, none of the above. By the way, it's unfair to talk about this as if it were another Michael Moore film. It's a Robert Gibbs film, for which Moore acted as executive producer and now as cheerleader. Imagine my surprise when, as I watched the film unfold, I realized that far from going wrong, Gibbs Moore had, for the first time outside a small group of outliers, such as, may I say, The Daily Impact, embraced the hardest, most bitter truths at the core of our prospects as a civilization. That nothing industrial is sustainable. The embrace by industry of such things as agriculture, manufacturing, energy, and yes, renewable energy, turns out to be not an embrace, but a stranglehold. That much of the environmental movement, especially the renewable energy sector, has been co-opted by industry, and in most cases, this has been a willing seller, willing buyer transaction. That we are making no progress whatsoever in reducing pollution, restoring forests, healing the land, or repairing any of the other damage that our relentless consumerism and our relentless growth have done. And most importantly, that we are not going to make it. The system we have created is crashing, and only a dramatic reduction of human demand. And here the film says the unthinkable out loud. Only a dramatic reduction in the size of the human population will permit healing to take place. No wonder the industrial environmentalists are hysterical. No wonder they, almost all of them liberal Democrats, are texting to each other that this film must not be seen by the public. And they are grasping at every straw in the wind to make sure it is not. In so doing, like all book burners throughout history, they are ensuring that the film has a far larger audience than it would have had they shut the bleep up. Accusations that the film uses outdated information or misinterprets data or misleads have been batted aside with ease by Moore's outfit. As he explained in a podcast with Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi, Moore brought in teams of outside fact-checkers not associated with his company or the making of the film to check it for errors. Then 2 different outside lawyers reviewed it for legal booby traps. Every accusation made against the film so far has been neutralized. And so we are left with a very grim film indeed, one that exposes some of our favorite people, such as Al Gore and Bill McKibben, as money-grubbing hypocrites. one that exposes some of our fondest hopes, that technology is in the process of saving us and guaranteeing that we can keep on living the good life forever and ever, amen, as cynical lies. A film whose only advice to us is to come to terms with our own deaths. Talk about reality TV. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.